Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. John, I wasn't even going to talk about this on the radio, but what the heck? I got 40 nations ready to roll. I got 40 legislators ready to roll. Actually, there's far more than that, but no, this is funny. So this liberal website, this liberal blog, it's just so funny. So my wife, Jessica, incredible, right? You know, military spouse, raised kids while working, while I was deployed on multiple deployments. She's worked for senators and multiple members of Congress. She's worked for the Office of Public Instruction. She's worked in the private sector. She's worked for a family lawyer doing law. And these left-wing hacks at the ACLU tried to say that she's inexperienced, right? And so anyway, so now apparently there was a big letter that was put together. I saw this. I think our friend Jake Eaton shared it with me now. The entire congressional delegation, Senator Steve Daines, Senator Tim Sheehy, both Congressman Zinke and Congressman Downey, Attorney General Austin Knutson, a whole bunch of other statewide officials, 40 legislators plus, and other members of this council that she was appointed to. It's a volunteer position that she's donating her time to serve on, by the way. And anyway, they all signed this letter saying how qualified she is, how great the organization that she works for is. So I got 40 legislators ready to roll. You
know? I told you last week, she just became the most experienced person on that panel because she's got access to me.
That's
so
right.
She can hit me email, phone, text anytime she wants on any subject regarding criminal justice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so I couldn't help. Like I said, I wasn't going to talk about it on the radio because, first off, this liberal blog is not a legit news organization anyway. We've already exposed that. We've already documented that. But I just think it's just hilarious that you know, why do they hate beautiful women? Why do they hate white women so much? Why do they hate women so much, right? Like, I mean, they are so crazy with their radical transgender agenda that they don't think women should be serving on any of these panels, frankly, you know.
You know how if on X, on Twitter, you can see a post and it shows how many people viewed it and then all the likes and retweets and all that in the comments. I would like to see one of these articles from these hacks, how many people even read the dang thing.
Well,
it's probably got to be. It's like 17 people probably saw that.
Yeah. That's why I'm not even mentioning, you know, the fake news site's website name, because why give them attention when nobody freaking cares, right?
You're going to get them more attention by slamming them than you would that they would ever get on their own.
Well, yeah. Well, and what's funny is that outfit that I'm telling you about, we exposed this on the show like a month ago about how they are funded by Democrat Party mega donors. They're basically a Democrat Party funded so-called news site, to where all of the statewide officials in Montana are not even responding to any of their fake news media requests because they're not a legit news organization, so they won't be treated like they're a legit news organization.
Did you notice how when this USAID money dried up, all these media people started getting fired and going out of business?
Funniest thing, Clark.
Yeah.
Funniest
yeah.
thing.
It's August 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Oyster Day, celebrating the different number of species of bivalve mollusks, which many find delicious. On this day in 1981, President Ronald Reagan fires more than 11,300 air traffic controllers, striking in violation of his order for them to return to work. Actress Marilyn Monroe is found dead in her home in 1962. The singer and sex symbol is still a Hollywood icon.
You own a yacht? Which one is it? A big one?
Certainly not. With all the unrest in the world, I don't think anybody should have a yacht that sleeps more than 12.
I quite agree.
Toni Morrison, a novelist known for highlighting the black experience, died on this day in 2019. She was the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1993. Her book, Beloved, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1988. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of a stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Are you
broadcasting live across the big sky? Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is such a great quote. I got to lead with this quote here, and then I'll tell you what it's in reference to here in a few minutes, because there's another topic I want to start with. But this is a classic bias known as Hanlon's razor. Hanlon's razor. You guys know about that. Never attribute to malice what can be explained by incompetence. All right, I'll tell you what that quote is in relation to here in a few minutes. But, John, first, got to get your take on the Kami Mamdani, this radical Islamist left-wing nut job, Zohran Mamdani in New York City running for mayor. Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren showed up and was campaigning alongside him, and she is supporting all of his communist ideas, price controls, high taxes, government run this, government run that. And they're saying that it's all about affordability. New York has just become too unaffordable, so that's why he's got this big government solution. And they're the ones that drove up the prices. They're the ones that made New York City unaffordable. They created the crisis. Now they want to capitalize on the crisis that they created once again.
Well, Pocahontas is up there. She is all in on Mamdani's ideas about these government-run grocery stores, which, as we all know, has been tried not only all over the world. It's been tried here in the United States a bunch of times. It fails every single time. And what everybody needs to know is that's just welfare, okay? That's all that is. That is the government buying the food and selling it out to the public at a loss, okay? You are paying for all of this, you as the taxpayer. And you see the pictures of the shelves of these places, they're empty and like that. And see, because the government can't run a business at all, they never get restocked in time. It's a joke. It's going to fail. But I hope they do it in every blue district in the country.
By the way, I got to let you guys know, I hate to call John out here, but his movie and TV show references are slipping. I was doing this, I got 40 legislators ready to roll line, and he did not know that was a Dave Chappelle Iraq War reference. I'm worried about you, John. Are you okay?
I have these black spots. I truly do. These black spots in my cultural time, because these blocks that I would go overseas, then you're just out of freaking pocket, right? And you miss all you're watching is The Simpsons and Seinfeld. And
for 4 years straight.
For how many years straight? So I miss some of these.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's sneak in a caller here before I go back to Hanlon's razor and what that quote is all about here. We got Lee in Kalispell first up on the phone lines listening to KJJR. Lee, what's going on?
Yes, it's about the gerrymandering of the redistricting of the counties or the state. And I'm dealing with, first of all, the state of Illinois. When they did, we did theirs, the Democrats were they were calling that a Democratic, during the it was completely Democratic. It was above board, no matter what. Even if they had to connect to Highway 105 to two of their major liberal cities.
Yeah, they were bragging about the redistricting that the Democrats did themselves in Illinois. look at what the Democrats did here in Montana, the way they took power away from rural Montana and handed it over to the elite university districts of Missoula and Bozeman to erode the voice of so many Montanans. And now, John, they're throwing a temper tantrum and they are fleeing the state of Texas to try to block the legislature in Texas from redrawing congressional district boundaries.
Well, you know, I've said this for years on your show. Measure whatever you're doing as conservatives, whatever you do out there, by the left's reaction to it. If you get them squealing, squalling like scalded dogs, you know you have done the right thing. You know you are over the target. And that's what they're doing, not only down in Texas with these Democrats fleeing the state like a bunch of fugitives, okay, but they're doing it all of these Democrats all over the country. National Democrats are just screaming about this. But, you know, doesn't it occur to you, Aaron, that these people are just all about my democracy until democracy starts to happen that they don't like, and then, oh man, we got to flee the state.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, they are fleeing democracy right
fleeing
now.
Democracy.
They are fleeing the democratic process, and who knows who's paying for their private jets and all the flights that are getting them out of there to Illinois. I'm sure old fat cat J.B. Pritzker is probably paying for a lot of it with all the money that he is worth there, and that's where they're fleeing to, is the corrupt state of Illinois, which is now not just a sanctuary state for illegal aliens under J.B. Pritzker, but it's a sanctuary state for those who despise the democratic process in Texas, the Democrats who have fled democracy.
I don't know what the solution here is, because, I mean, they say they've got warrants for these people, but you can't enforce those warrants up in Illinois. So I don't know what the solution is going to finally be here, what the Republican leadership in the Texas House can do, what the governor can do. I don't know where they're going to be with this.
Did you hear that? I think it was Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I heard this on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. She's describing what the Texas Democrats are doing as a legal insurrection. A legal insurrection. Follow me. I don't know. Explain that one to me, John.
They're absolutely shameless. They can do this redistricting all over the blue states anytime they feel like it, and they're
and
just
red states,
they're golf clapping themselves. But then when a red state tries to do it, then it is Armageddon. These people are just they're beneath contempt.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. I better ask John after this, what do you want to talk about? Because you know what's going to happen. He's going to be with us for the next hour and a half. We'll go through the whole two-hour show, and I'll be like, oh, John, we never got to that topic you wanted to get to, so maybe we'll start there right after this quick break right here with Montana Talks, the show where you and John get to talk.
Fox Sports Update.
Oh, my God. Fly ball to deep right field. That's Ryan territory. Oh, my. Into the third deck. Spectacular.
There's a new home run leader in the National League and RBI leader in all of Major League Baseball.
And a high fly ball out to right field. Does he have it again? He does! Grand slam! Chance of MVP in the background as he took that swing. He launches his second home run of the night. Six RBIs. It's 11-3 Phils.
On NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Phillies gave the Orioles a birdbath Monday, 13-2. Schwarber has 40 home runs, two more than Shohei Ohtani for the most in the National League. Kyle Schwarber's 94 RBIs, the most in the major leagues. Four ahead of the Mets' Pete Alonso, six better than Cal Raleigh of the Mariners, who still leads the majors with 42 home runs. Combined with the Mets' 7-6 loss to the Guardians in 10 innings, the Phillies increased their lead atop the NL East to a game and a half over New York. Josh Young hit a walk-off three-run home run at the 10th inning for the Rangers, who beat the Yankees 8-5. Fourth loss in a row for New York, which will get Aaron Judge back from the 10-day injured list today. Judge, who leads the majors with a 342 batting average, has been out with an elbow injury. The Brewers won. The Cubs lost. So Milwaukee is now three games ahead of Chicago atop the NL Central. The Red Sox increased their win streak to six games, beat the Royals 8-5. Boston still three games behind Toronto in the AL East. The Blue Jays got two home runs and six RBIs from Bo Bichette in a 15-1 scaling of the Rockies. The Dodgers and the Padres both lost. Los Angeles kept its three-game lead atop the NL West. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Dad. Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, before I get to the BLS, no, not the Billings Livestock, the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics and Hanlon's Razor, before I get to that, I better ask you, what do you want to talk about? Because you're sticking with us for next hour as well, right? Good. Okay, yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to make a quick analogy here. Everybody out there, I know you've got them in your family, Aaron, I do, where you've got this one screw-up in your family, this dope addict, this alcoholic, whoever, this bum. Now, what happens if you ever give that guy in your family some cash money to turn the lights on or do whatever, pay his bills? Where does that money go? It goes right to his drug habit. It goes right to the liquor store, right? Forget about it. You know that going in, right? This is what everybody, all conservative voters out there, and all you conservative politicians too, but particularly the voters, you need to understand that every nickel that goes in the pockets of your politicians, they will find a way to spend that money, okay? The money, everybody talks about draining the swamp. The money is the water of the swamp. That's why your government, wherever it is, city, state, local, federal, they need the exact amount of money that they need to pay the bills, keep the lights on, and pay salaries. Not one more nickel, okay? Conservative voters out there, do not ever vote for one single other tax out there. Not a levy, not a tax, not ever. Because what will happen with that? It will be taken and spent right away and wasted, okay? No, read my lips. No new taxes.
Yeah. Well, that's why I really think, you know, at every legislative session, they should front load the tax relief. Because we have a balanced budget amendment, like it or not, they count tax relief as spending against the budget. So the bigger the tax relief, the less they have to spend of your money. Mm-hmm. So if they front load the tax relief on the front end of the legislative session, then they can say, well, that money's already accounted for, so we only have this much to play with. Instead, if they play with all of your money first, and then they say, oh, well, now we can only give this much in tax relief. And that's why I believe the income tax relief actually could have been bigger. The governor actually had a bigger tax relief plan from the income tax relief standpoint that could have been bigger, should have been bigger. And I think if they would have front loaded it, it would nipped it in the bud, some of the other big spending that came through. The other thing, your point reminds us, I hope that there is somebody out there, you know, because everybody can have their complaints with what came out of the legislative session with regards to property tax relief or lack thereof. But fundamentally, what nobody was really talking about during the legislative session from any side of the debate is what really needs to be talked about, and I hope somebody's, you know, building a plan to tackle this. We need to get a ballot initiative on next year's ballot to stop taxing our property based off of the value of the property. Because as you and I both agree, this is a tax on unrealized gains. We are being taxed for the value of something when we don't have, you know, when most people don't have the income that can back up that tax.
And you've got to be, here's the big thing, and I know people are busy and otherwise occupied, and they don't get on the business of doing this, but you have to be watching whoever is your elected representative, how they are voting on these things. Because you know what these people do? They will tell you in their campaigns and in their town halls that I'm going up there to do, by God, A, B, C, D, and E, and you believe them, but then you never watching them, and they go up there and do half that, if half. They do a third of it. They're up there raising and spending. They're the uniparty. That's what they do, is tax and spend. And we as the people have had enough of it.
All right. So let's go to this Hanlon's Razor quote. never attribute to malice what can be explained by incompetence. So is this a question of malice or is this a question of incompetence? John, we could probably, I'll bet if we went back into the archives of the show here, you and I probably had a number of conversations where, whether we're talking about Republicans or Democrats, we wonder, okay, is that malice?
Yep.
Or is that just incompetence, right? So the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics was fired by President Donald J. Trump. And Stephen Moore, who was a Trump economic advisor in 2016, he was a Wall Street Journal editorial board member. He has the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, and I read his newsletter every time it comes out. It's a great newsletter, but he shared this Hanlon's Razor quote and is posing that question as to whether this is malice or incompetence from the now former head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But, John, isn't it just curious that you know, go back a year ago, the BLS was constantly putting out these BS jobs numbers, making it look like the Biden-Harris jobs numbers were great, and then they would quietly revise the numbers downward a little while later down the road. As Stephen Moore points out here, that the Biden jobs estimates have already been revised downward by a gigantic 800,000 from the original monthly estimates. And he says our spies at the BLS tell us to expect further downward revisions of as much as 500,000 more phantom jobs. That would mean close to 1.5 million phantom jobs under Biden. Now, was this malice where it was a Democrat operative doing all of this just to help the Democrats, or was this straight up incompetence? Either way, you're out.
Oh, that is a 100% that they were doing it intentionally to fluff up Biden's numbers. And then, like you say, every single time they would come back and revise it on page 16 of the news, or, you know, it was all intentional. And then this woman who was working for Biden, lo and behold, they let her hang around, and then she does the double dunk on Trump's numbers. Of course it is malice. Now, but that saying is absolutely correct. We talk about that on our spaces and podcasts all the time. In government particularly, don't explain it by malice first until you look at pure incompetence, because so many times that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, there's another great section of the Unleash Prosperity Hotline here. I'm going to save that one for the 9 o'clock hour of the show, though. I want to hold off on that one for the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let's just say it deals with the Green New Deal, and I want to go back to a story that I briefly mentioned here: political headwinds turn against wind farms in Southeast Montana. Boy, that's just a shame, isn't it, John?
Hate to see that.
You know, we've got to stare at this awful big sky country, and we've got to stare at this awful horizon of lakes and rivers and streams and antelope and rolling hills and prairies or mountains. And, like, and you know, now we don't get to stare at beautiful wind turbines instead and the beautiful red lights in the night sky. I mean, they're taking away the red lights in the night sky. People are going to be outraged over that one.
there's a phrase in Latin, and it's used in law, where they say falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, okay? And that means false in one, false in all. In other words, if you are a liar about this one thing, you're lying about everything. That's the way the law sees you as far as your credibility as a witness. Now, we all know that everybody has their spin and all that, but if these government officials, these people that serve you, if they have been, by God, caught in one really, really material, massive lie, guarantee you that they cannot be trusted from then on out. That's the way the law views witnesses in a courtroom, and that's the way you need to view your government officials.
All right. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's go to Chris in Columbia Falls, listening to KJJR. Chris, what's your thoughts this morning?
My thoughts are, where is this Marxist, communist, socialist idea coming from today in Israel? I go back into my books, you know, in the 60s, And Karl Marx, he hated capitalism. It was a blame. He blamed for all the evils of man in the world now, you know, was Marxist. I mean, he made a mess of his own family, but he concluded that to eliminate the evil in the world and poverty in the world is to get rid of capitalists. So where are they teaching this stuff today that show so adamantly that Marxist is being taught in our society, and it's filtered its way into our ideas?
Yeah, well, that's exactly why somebody like this commie Mamdani, the communist Zoran Mamdani, is in the lead in the mayoral race in New York City. He is a product of the very educational institutions that promote this anti-American garbage. Chris, thanks for the call. John, your thoughts?
It can't be said enough times that we have witnessed socialism, communism across the world. I have lived in these countries where they do this stuff, and I can tell you I've seen it with my own two ojos, okay? What they do is, the promise of socialism and communism is, we are going to take everybody else's Adam Schiff and give it to you, okay? Now, true enough, they do take everybody else's Adam Schiff. They do that. Now, they keep it, okay? That's where the promise goes awry.
For the record, in case there's any pearl clutchers out there, he did say ojos, not huevos. I just, for the record.
Huevos is eggs.
Yeah, that's right. Eggs. Yeah, it's huevos rancheros.
That's
it's
right.
Western eggs, right?
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Let's go to the mighty human Z. Z, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to tell you this without hijinks, I mean, because it's almost too bizarre to be true, okay? But Jim Acosta, formerly of CNN, he has his own gig now on Substack. He's had the first AI, artificial intelligence, seance. Now, he interviewed an AI simulation and a simulation of a gun victim. This is the craziest thing ever. Now, he's a nut job, and he's got glasses. He didn't wear glasses when he was on CNN, but now he's wearing glasses. He looks like, this is crazy. Interviewing. So it's like, you know, Star Trek, you put on the holodeck and, hey, you know, I want to talk to Einstein, and Einstein appears and tells you all the science. This is crazy, but he actually did this. So I have to tell you this without...
But he's got the Rachel Maddow glasses on. That's the key.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, next up on the phone lines, let's go to Stan in Roundup, and the phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Stan, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'll give you guys a little chuckle. Speaking of the government run in New York and the competency of, you know, government, go back in the 80s. This is true as a day is long. That back in the 80s, there was a man that had a business. That business had been around since the good Lord made dirt. And his name was Joe Conforti. And the business was a Mustang Ranch. It was a brothel. And he got busted down for taxes. Well, the government took over his business. The government took over a brothel, a house of ill repute. And you know that business, I think it lasted maybe a year, and they had to fold it up. The government went out of business. So the next time somebody speaks of running a city like New York, they should bring up this little example of they couldn't even run a brothel. So I'll leave you with that, okay?
All right, Stan. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. John, you seem well aware of the history on this one. You're shaking your head.
I am well aware. He speaks the truth. That actually did happen. It's been a few years ago. I remember when it happened. And, of course, our refrain on that was, this shows you absolutely how incompetent the government is and how they can never be put in charge of anything. Because, and then, you know, I can't say this on the radio, obviously, Aaron, but, you know, when you can't sell that certain product, that I won't say the name right there, when you can't sell that, I mean, You are the most incompetent business people that have ever been put. That's the world's oldest profession.
Oh, man.
And the government can't even sell it.
I've got a very unwoke joke that my friend Stan would say back on Capitol Hill whenever he ran into somebody who was very incompetent, and it was something about how that guy couldn't sell something in a lumber camp.
There you go.
That's
exactly it.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
Something about kitty cats or something.
We're just kind of, yeah. All right. Oh, man. Let's see. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. John, it's funny. I have this this stack of stuff going on now where I've labeled it 9 a.m. because I want to save it for the 9 o'clock hour. But now I'm starting to realize, like, man, I'm probably saving too many stories for the 9 o'clock hour, and there's no way we're going to get to it all here. So let me see. Let's jump into it a little bit early then. Unless you got something else you want to talk about before I move on to another topic here?
One thing, the biggest news out of yesterday was the news that Pam Bondi has now impaneled a grand jury to conduct what they call a grand jury investigation. At least that's what the media is calling it, against all these people in the Russiagate investigation. And it was received with great fanfare yesterday. But I want to tell you guys some reality to it that you're not going to get told by any of these people on the news or these influencers out here. What a grand jury can do is a grand jury, sure enough, can compel these people to come in and sit down in front of you. All the bad guys, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and all of their people, they can be forced to come in. But what they're going to do is they're going to take the fifth. Okay. And that's where it ends, right then and there. When these people take the fifth, the only way you're getting around that is if you decide to grant one or two of them immunity. If they are granted immunity, their testimony is thereby compelled. They must speak or be held in contempt. All right. Even if that was to happen, say somebody piped up, James Comey piped up. He says, I'll talk, okay, rather than be charged with contempt. He's still going to have evidence and prove that these people engaged in a conspiracy beyond the 5-year statute of limitations. If he cannot, this whole thing is over.
But I agree. I think Kash Patel and a number of others have said that this is not beyond the statute of limitations because this is still an ongoing conspiracy.
It is not.
You don't think so?
It is not. No.
Why not? Why not?
What you have all the influencers out there trying to tell you is, it's so ridiculous, Aaron, is that the thing that extends this conspiracy beyond 5 years is that these people kept coming out and talking about it in the media. That's utterly ridiculous. It's not the thing in law. I mean, imagine, these guys just penned an op-ed, a week ago, right? These people are some of the most learned people in the world, first of all. They're lawyers. Comey's a lawyer himself, been a lawyer his whole life. They have the best legal counsel on this planet behind them. Do you think these people would come out and be saying this and doing this if they thought it extended the conspiracy? It does not, okay? You have freedom of speech to be out here lying and saying whatever you want to say. The thing that is extends a conspiracy is you guys acting as a group and furthering that conspiracy. See, the thing about it is these guys, their conspiracy was the movement of official documents in their official capacity. Pretty much once they
when the great panty raid of Mar-a-Lago took place, that was within the statute of limitations. So, I see how you can argue that, well, that wasn't a continuation of the conspiracy. But I think we have seen an ongoing conspiracy by deep state operatives to undermine President Donald J. Trump and to weaponize their positions of power against not just Trump, but against the American people. But, yeah, how do you button that up in a case?
Oh, 100%. I mean, there has been ongoing conspiracies to take him down by the left as a whole, by the Democrats as a whole. But, see, this conspiracy we're talking about right here, that's Obama and all of his people that ginned up that Russiagate thing, that's a separate conspiracy.
Yeah, until you find what is the tail end of that Russiagate hoax, that would be the key. All right, well, let's see what Tim in Billings has to say. Tim, thanks for the phone call. What's your thoughts?
Good morning, gentlemen. So what's the old joke? A grand jury can indict a ham sandwich? No, and that'll probably be the next line that the leftist media runs with. Well, you know, you could indict a ham sandwich or you know, you show me the crime and I'll show you the man type of thing, and they'll poo-poo it. But honestly, I don't believe anything will happen. I mean, we're a couple of months into the President Trump's second term. The Republicans have shown to be about as flaccid as could be when it comes to doing all the things that they campaigned on. With the exception of a few people, I think RFK Jr. is doing a phenomenal job in his position of changing the structure and the entire makeup of our you know, governmental health oversight, and I think he's doing a phenomenal job. And a lot of that's under the radar because there's so many other things going on. There's not going to be a slap on the wrist. There's not going to be an admonishment. The media is going to continue to cover for these people. And only people like us who have always already been upset about this are going to get any sort of modicum of satisfaction because it'll be official. It'll officially be, well, you guys were right, but there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing we will do about it. We're going to continue to be the uniparty. Uniparty win. Conservatives lose. Go suck it, losers.
Well, I think there's also several other accomplishments that have gotten delivered here in just the past 6 months alone. But I think point taken, though, Tim, about how there needs to be accountability for this conspiracy against the American people and for the undermining of the President of the United States and for the coup attempt after coup attempt after coup, not just attempt, but what they actually did. Because otherwise, what would stop any of these deep state operatives from doing anything else down the road?
You know, in 30 years of federal law enforcement, you know how many times, Aaron, that I took a case and prosecuted that case based on a conspiracy beyond the 5-year statute? Never. Not once. You know why? Because, see, your federal prosecutors, they know that if you ever do that, if you ever try to do that, your entire case hinges on proving that. And if that falls, the whole thing falls flat. See, another thing everybody needs to know, like, people think, why can't we just do what the Democrats do, right? Because, see, guess what? Our federal judges out here, they follow the law.
Yeah, they don't just make it up as they go to suit whatever their needs are and their desires are.
If you bring that case to them that's BS, it's going to get dismissed right then.
You know, earlier we had Lee and Kalispell call in and talk about the Texas redistricting fight and how the Democrats in Texas are now fleeing democracy, fleeing the Democrat process, obstructing democracy. Gretchen Whitmer calls it a legal insurrection. But I think this is just, I think part of what is driving their nonstop temper tantrums is because Donald J. Trump is so successful, they don't know how to, and because they're used to Republicans just rolling over at any pushback whatsoever. And Texas isn't, you know, putting up with that. And so they're just left with running and kicking and screaming and fleeing the very democracy they claim to be the champions of.
Well, if you're following it, we kind of lost the momentum back in March, from March to about June. And that's when, around in June-ish, is when the SCOTUS started coming back and we were winning every one of those cases. So we have the momentum back now. We're rolling now.
All right. On that front, even CNN is basically describing President Trump as the most influential president of the century. So we'll play that audio coming up right after this. And then, John, sticking around for the 9 o'clock hour as well, taking your phone calls and more.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I have been paying very close attention to what I see as a rise in virulent hatred and anti-Semitism. Israel, the only democracy in the region. The level of ignorance is breathtaking to me, but let's start at that point here. The latest argument has been Israel is committing genocide. They're starving the people of Gaza. You know, over 100 million meals have been served to the people of Gaza. And unfortunately, Hamas, that the Palestinian people put in power, often takes the money for food or the food for themselves and doesn't share it with the people that are in need.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Rod Stewart is under fire for using AI in his tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. During his One Last Time tour, the 80-year-old singer has been dedicating his hit Forever Young to Osbourne since the rock legend's death July 22nd. But his latest tribute, featuring AI-generated images of Osbourne alongside late icons like Prince, Tina Turner, Bob Marley, Freddie Mercury, Kurt Cobain, George Michael, Tupac, and more, has fans divided. Some on social media called the display tacky and embarrassing. Others defended it. One writing, "I think it's pretty cool." But the monster. Just days after sending fans on a quest to find her new solo material through a passcode-required website, Paramore singer Hayley Williams has finally released her 17-song collection to streamers. Williams dropped the full, seemingly untitled project fans are referring to as Ego or Ego Death Friday morning. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Meanwhile, even fake news CNN, they have finally come to grips with reality, calling Trump the most influential president of the century. Take a look.
The Trump administration is arguably the most influential this century and probably as well dating back a good portion of the last century as well. Love it, like it, lump it. Trump is remaking the United States of America. Let's talk about tariffs first, right? There's all this talk that Donald Trump always chickens out when it comes to tariffs. No tacos for Trump. The effective tariff rate, get this, it's 18%, but it's not just on tariffs, which of course Donald Trump ran on, in which you're seeing a tremendously influential presidency. What about immigration? Of course, Trump ran and has always run on a very hawkish immigration platform. Get this, 2025 net migration in the United States down at least 60% from last year.
Love it, like it, lump it. In just 6 months, President Trump is getting huge things, consequential, transformational things accomplished, and the Democrats, they're falling apart, they're infighting.
Yeah, there you go. That's why the Democrats are left with their nonstop temper tantrums. Because President Trump, the Trump train, is just rolling right along.
Absolutely. And I don't think you've seen anything like this. I remember being a boy, being a teenager in 1981 when Reagan came in. That was huge because, you know, you've had those 4 years of just awful, pathetic failure by the Carter administration. And then when Ronald Reagan in, you just kind of breathe a sigh of relief. You know, okay, we're back. The U.S. is back. And that's what you're feeling now here 45 years later under Donald Trump. You feel like we're back.
That's right. And we've got the ability to bounce back quicker now because it took a while for Reagan's tax cuts to finally go into effect and some of those other things, whereas a lot of the Trump policies are able to take immediate effect much quicker. And we just get Jerome Powell out the way and imagine how much better we will all be doing after that. Back into the phone lines we go. We got Fred in the Flathead. Fred, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, bear with me. This connects to Montana. So I told you before, like a dog going back to vomit. So I pay attention to California news. But I got to commend Trump administration for taking the fight behind the enemy lines. You guys may be following Bill Assaley. He's a former California Republican assemblyman. He's the kind of guy that knows where to place the bombs, to blow up some of the corruption, particularly with the vagrant industrial complex in L.A., politically speaking, of course, when I say bombs. He was appointed to the U.S. Attorney Central District, and trouble is, and he's actually doing a great job there. I mean, with ICE and the raids, and he's opened up investigations into the corruption of the this homeless thing. Anyway, but the Senate, trouble is, our Senate, led by John Thune, and is delaying his confirmation because they're deferential to Adam Schiff based on tradition that senators get a veto some of these appointments in AGs. And the reason this is important is because you go to these big blue cities, this is where the power and the money comes from. And there's billions of dollars of corruption there. And that money does trickle back to places like Montana, where they put their little city council people in, and they build a little shelter here in Kalispell. They can get a little toehold. And next thing you know, they're dug in. They got a taproot in. And so it's important to take the fight. But our own Senate, and maybe even the Uniparty, doing the good work of the Senate in good order is delaying this. And so that kind of stuff is annoying.
Well, great to hear from you, Fred. Yeah, Fred's one of our great refugees who escaped one of those blue states and is a great firefighter and so much more. So thanks for calling in. I guess I would slightly disagree, because President Trump is actually putting the blame where the blame lies, which is President Trump. The Daily Wire has this headline: Trump blesses Senate recess and blasts Schumer's extortion tactics. So President Trump basically posted on Truth Social, said he's very proud of our great Republican senators for fighting over the weekend and far beyond. And he basically said, hey, go home. Do not accept these offers from the Democrats, because the Democrats were putting outrageous demands out there. They said, yeah, just get the heck out of there. Go home. Tell your constituents how bad the Democrats are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all these nominees are also unqualified unless you give us $2 billion, and then they'll be qualified, right? Is that how it works with the Democrats?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Not qualified, what, $2 billion? Okay. Okay, very qualified. Yeah, highly qualified. What a bunch of corrupt... there's some bad
sons
words.
Witches.
Yeah, break time.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
KBUS.